on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
We have very less ministries which focuses to the children, but Keys for Kids is great.
They will understand Bible and stories, you know, this, even the non-Christian. If non-Christian will listen, this is a message from the Bible.
Our kids are dealing with a lot of mental health issues. I feel like self-harm is a big thing.
We look at it as an eternal investment, too, for people to come to Christ, so they're really thankful for it.
All this and more on today's edition of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Today we're talking about camps and Nepal. Keys for Kids Ministries was in Pennsylvania at Spruce Lake Camp in Pennsylvania for the Christian Camp and Conference Association Mid-Atlantic Sectional. We talked with camp directors and leaders to find out what they're expecting this summer when kids go to camp. But first, Keys for Kids Ministries has been partnering with Good News Nepal in Nepal since 2020. It hasn't been easy. Recently, leadership there requested 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers in Nepali. They've never asked for that many before, frankly. And we'll tell you how you can help invest in this unreached people group outreach in just a few minutes. But first, we want to introduce you to a very talented man who did the work in translating Keys for Kids into Nepali. Well, welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder, and I have a special guest in the studio with me today, Brother Hari BK. Brother Hari, we met, I believe it was in 2020. Is that correct?
It was the year 2020, and I think I was in Bardia, that's called western part of Nepal, and I was not the part of GNN that time, and it was around like midnight here, and I was in the deep sleep, and I got the phone call, and I saw the phone, and I found that this is from Pastor Dave from USA, and he said, "Hello, Hari," and I said, "Hello," and I was already sleeping, and my voice was not that fine, and he said, "I have some important to talk to you," and I said, "Okay, you can tell me what happened," and he said that we want you to be just the part of one of one of project that we are going to start in Nepal, and I said that brother, so sorry that I'm already in the midnight, I was sleeping. Can we talk in the morning? And he said, "That's fine. I will call you." And then in the morning, again I texted him, and he said that he just told me about the Keys for Kids and the ideas behind it, and he requested me to be in the GNN office in Nepalganj. That time I was already engaged in a very good business. There was a church here. I was serving as a pastor, and a very good church I was running here. And then some requests from the U.S., Pastor Dave and some other people, and I went to visit the director of the GNN in Nepalganj. That time when I talked to my wife, she said that you are going there, but we are already engaged in the ministry. So when you are going there, just go and say no to them. So my wife said that, please just don't say that you will join this ministry. I said, okay, I will go and see. And I went there, and I talked with Pastor Prabhupada there, Pastor Philip there. He presented the ideas of the Keys for Kids, and when I was there, I searched on the online about Keys for Kids, the website. I listened to his stories, daily devotions, and I found much interesting. I said, that time I felt like we don't have ministries like Keys for Kids in Nepal, who just really focuses on the children. And I was so impressed with that. That was my first experience that time.
You were the one that began translating Keys for Kids from English into Nepali.
Yeah, and then we just began our work. And I went through the stories, and I found that the stories are really, really good. And what I liked is that the stories were very simple, and they were very simple, and they were very good and effective. like some challenges were there. Like the stories were basically you know, prepared for the American societies, and some of the things
right.
were like from the American culture. And when I was here as a translator, and I tried my best to contextualize it, and I tried my best.
You did a good job. I remember one question that you gave me. You said, "Why do you call your children pumpkins?"
Yes. Normally we don't do that.
Sure. No, no. Yeah. Oh, there's lots of challenges when you try to contextualize, but you, I understand, did a wonderful job. In the process, you created books, right? That was the first thing that you created?
Yes. Yes.
And then from there, you recorded
1,000 copies of
you did recordings of these.
Oh, like it was a wonderful experience. Like, you know, the preparing the stories and then getting it to the recording. It was an amazing experience. And I already had such a vision and heart for the children, for the kids. And I was enjoying my work. And it was like much, you know, like much different experiences than I ever had, because I had to make my voices, which is more relevant to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to focus and, you know, like I had to simplify the words that we are using in the church, and the words are so different. And the impact is so powerful that I even still sometimes uses those words in my preaching at the church even today. So very simple word which I just made for the children.
You're listening to Brother Hari BK, the translator and producer of Keys for Kids in the Nepali language, on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Our Keys for Kids Nepali partners are asking for 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers, solar-powered MP3 players with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids audio stories loaded on them for their work in Nepal. There's a generous donor. He's provided $10,000 in match money. That means every dollar that's donated for this project will be matched dollar for dollar. Go to keysforkids.org/Nepal to give your very best gift. That's keysforkids.org/Nepal. Well, we're very excited about the fact that these now have been not only translated into audio, but now these red books is what they're calling them, I guess. They're audio players. They have a Bible recorded, an audio Bible on part of it, and then Keys for Kids stories on them in Nepali. And brother, I just want to thank you, first of all, for doing this work. And I know that you're not with GNN right now, but you're doing other things.
Yes. Now I am in the Western Nepal, and my vision, my mission is to plant churches. And, you know, like we have Nepal is a Hindu majority country. More than 80% of population is Hindu, and around 10% is Buddhist, and 5% Muslims, and then just around 2% are Christians here. And you know, like Jesus said, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Mm. And we are just getting things, and we are in the mission to plant the churches. So my vision is to plant churches. And when I joined GNN that time in 2020, that time we only had 2 churches. And since then, like it's in the last 6 years, we have planted 10 churches. So total we have 10 churches now. So we have planted
more
churches. And so I'm serving them. And just a few days back, I was talking to Brother Chris and Brother Tim, and then that time I said that we need to think about children more. And so we are using the Keys for Kids story still in my home and in our churches. So there are so many children in the churches, and we are using the Keys for Kids booklets and the red books, and they are a big blessing for our children and everyone here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but we are raising funds right now to buy 1,000 of those red books and get them to Nepal. And so I'm just assuming that this can be a huge use to many Christians in Nepal.
Yes, yes, we pray for that. And Keys for Kids is great. And I believe that this is a great useful tool. So you have so many wonderful tools for children. And for the Nepali kids, for the Nepali children, they are very much useful. And thank you for that ministry, and thank you for thinking about children. And we have very less ministries which focuses to the children, but Kids for Kids is great, and I believe that it will be a big blessing.
Well, thank you, Brother Howard. We appreciate you. Do you have any prayer requests? How can we pray for the church in Nepal today?
And just today, I was seeing the red books with me, and I was feeling like the red books that I had, I don't have any extra red books. And I was thinking to talk to GNN leadership to ask for the help to get more red books. And I will be so happy if somebody provides me the red books of Keys for Kids, and our children will be blessed with that. And just pray for our churches. So we are in the growing stage, and our churches are growing. We are evangelizing. New people are coming, and not only the mature, the adult, but the children are also joining the churches. So they need such a teaching, and just pray that we may, God may guide us for that work.
Well, we will be praying to that end. We've also been on the receiving ends of some people that are not very happy with us sending the red books into Nepal. Some of the Nepali people have been very angry that we are doing that. Is that common in Nepal?
Yes. Persecution is there. People won't be definitely happy at the custom duty, especially.
Well, we'll be praying to that end, too, that the Lord will protect you and give you boldness as you share Jesus in Nepal. And as people come to faith in Jesus and they grow in their faith, that they'll have that same boldness. We'll pray to that end, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, Brother Hari, thank you so much for spending some time with us on a Saturday. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, brother.
That's Brother Hari BK, our Nepali translator and producer of Keys for Kids in Nepali on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Brother Hari, thanks for joining us today. Well, next, the man who started Good News Nepal is up next on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. His name is Pastor Prabhajan Shahi. We call him Brother Philip. I'm talking with my friend, Brother Philip, in Nepal. And Brother Philip, you've been working with Good News Nepal for a number of years, and we have been working with you as well for about three, I believe. But could you just tell for our listeners, for those that are listening to our voice, what is the work that you are doing in Nepal? What are you responsible for?
More than 14 years, so we started this Good News Nepal. Mainly, we have three goals. One is to go and preach the gospel. Other is to start the house churches, one village, one minimum, and raise leaders from that congregation. Our merciful God is helping us, and we are doing this Good News Nepal, these three things. So we have Bible school, and we preach the gospel directly by going and through radio. And now we have more than 20 stations preach the gospel through. We have more than 100 pastors going every to our field. That way we are working in Good News Nepal. Thank you so much for everybody who ever praying and helping and working with us. God bless you.
Well, I want to ask you about the Red Books. We call them storytellers, but they're solar powered. They're MP3 players. They're audio Bibles, but they also have Keys for Kids stories on them to help children and even adults understand biblical truths. Brother Philip, you have been able to listen to them. How important is this for your children's ministry or even the ministry that you have with adults?
When we try to start before several years here through your help, Sir Greg, that time actually we did not train well. I think we did not understood very well. You know, here in Nepal, we have bad habit. People comes, give something, and we Nepali people just use it. That's all. So many we Nepali have no habit to what we did, report the person who gave that. Now I start to hear after know how we should use it. I learn a little more. Nepali people, they run study Bible whole week. Only Saturday, they go and listen the message from the pastor. That's all. So this red book, I understand, like you said, not only for children, it's even for adults. That's right. Every day we can, the Nepali Christian people can listen this message from the Bible. And knowledge about Bible change his life, Christian life. Yeah, that is the, from the stories. And the Bible, of course, that is that has power itself, and the Bible is in it. Even there in the torch, light for the world people in mountain. I work, the GNN work in the mountain. Many places there is no light. They can use light. All they love it. So, whatever in it, they love it. So we are trying to hire one person. We select several persons so they want work. He can gather and train more.
Would you say that these children, as you have been able to share them, even with your own children, have they expressed an interest in listening to these stories and helping them understand the Bible?
Yes. Nowadays, where I lead the congregation church, every Saturday they use. They learn dance, they learn other activities, and one part of that Sunday school, I mean children's ministry, they sit down and they listen these stories, they love it. They love it. And leader of the children's is following up. Yeah, they love to listen this and this effect. Yes, surely.
Well, when we asked Brother Dave how many of these units you could use, he told me a small number, and then he got back with me later and said, "No, I think they're going to need about 1,000." What will you do with these 1,000? I am thrilled to death that God is going to be able to provide these, but what will you do with them?
No, sir, we will not use it one day and 2 days. It is far away in USA. It's far away. Always we cannot come, and this is difficult to send. If we can get in one place, one time, and together, then 1,000, then we'll keep it and then start to work. Maybe we need within 1 week or 1 month or 2 months or 3-4 months, because we'll start here not less than 1,000, the Christian people and the other peoples, many thousands of people are. Even inside the GNN ministry, there are more than 15,000 people are. We can reach them. So that, Sir Dave talked, first maybe I think he talked himself. Later he talked to me, how much you need, you think really you need. Surely, this why you are asking this word of God and this message from Bible, and we need, everybody need this. We have to work out in it. So everybody, everywhere need this. We have to go, and many people they may not understand the value of the word of God and message from God, God's work. So we have to work as a missionary.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is easy. This 1,000, not much, I think, if we can get it.
You will be able to get that. I know you will. You've been listening to my interview with Brother Philip on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. It's a new year. You want to be in the Word with your kids, right? Why not sign up to get the Keys for Kids devotional or Unlock devotional or both? Each in their own way are designed to not only introduce kids and teens to Jesus, but help them grow in their faith as they use it. Get your subscription at devo.keysforkids.org or download the apps. Search for Keys for Kids or Unlock to download yours today. We continue now with part two of my interview with Brother Philip. So will you be able to share other ministries that are working with you, not just the GNN, but other ministries too? Will they be able to use them?
So I talked already several pastors, and so they are saying, "Oh, it is good. We can use it through his words
and be able to also share the successes that maybe one pastor use it and sees success, and another pastor would use it and see success, and then share those ideas."
Yes. Well, already two pastors called me. This pastor gave one believer, and he went with his family and keep listening. After around 1 week, and the whole family came to church. That made this word of God, this red book works. So he called after 1.5 week. I call him, and he said, "Yes, it is very good." And my whole family came to chores when I start to keep listening for them. Really effective it is. So I hope it will be so good work for Nepali. This many people, many soul will saved, and many Christian will be more stronger in God, closer to God.
So they will understand the Bible a little better. Is that what you're saying?
They will understand Bible and stories, you know, this even the non-Christian. If non-Christian will listen, this is a message from the Bible. It's, what we should do, what we should not do, how God helps, and who is God, and really God helps, work with us, and there is God, like this kind of faith comes by hearing, you know. So when they will listen, and this power of God they will have, and the faith will grow up, and then, yeah, of course, it will bring to God people that's even non-Christian. So Christian people, they have to listen message most of the time. I mean, how much they can. So it's whenever they have time, in a day, in morning, in afternoon, even in working time. So many other mission also work. Yeah, we are planning to work with us other mission if we can. We can have enough red books.
That's very good. Well, what I love about these is that it's written in a very easy to understand language for children. So it's very easy to understand. Would you say that is going to be a positive thing for all people who listen to these?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is a good message. A good message. Even here, people, they listen the advertisement even for the cigarette, for the alcohol, for the bad things. This is good things. Every examples and messages, this all are from Bible. Of course, this is useful and good for everybody.
And it's easy for them to understand because it's written for children.
Yes, oh, that's this called Keys for Kids. Just for the sometime when we hear this word, this is kids is the best. Yeah, that is Keys for Kids. But we all, even adults, we are kids for the God.
Yes,
we need
to
learn. We are like my
Jesus,
congregation.
Jesus said, "If unless we come of the faith as a little child, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." So we all need to be children, right?
Yes. You know, in Nepal, many churches, these little kids, only the memory and word of God, they come to church. Only small children speak without seeing the Bible, the word of God. In my congregation, and since several years, I told, we are all children to God. So everybody should memory one verse minimum in a week, then come. Tell everybody, even it will take long times, everybody should tell one verse without seeing the Bible. So it means we all are children. This Bible, this red book will help. Already I told who we don't see the Bible whole week. So it will be useful for that, and for the people who will be in Bible all the time.
Well,
they will love to listen this. Yes.
Yes. Well, for those that are listening, many Americans will be listening to this, and we're going to be encouraging them to be a generous giver. Could you say something that would encourage them to give?
I want to give thanks to all American people who are trying to reach the whole world in gospel of Jesus and word of God. Thank you so much for that, and investing time and money and prayer. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that. By this case, for Chris, if we ever want this work this in Kingdom of Heaven for this poor and unreached area, it will be really, really one of the great plan for the win the soul and make the more stronger the Christian people. If somebody will donate even one red book and two red book, it will be great invest in Kingdom of God. And, yeah, it will be great investment and great things for us and Nepali society. And many people, this mountain, they don't have TV, they don't have other things, and even not radio. Pray for this donate even. Thank you so much already. I want to give thanks and just donate that in this and pray for this. Thank you. It will be really great things
yes,
to do.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, I've been talking with Brother Philip in Nepal with Good News Nepal, and I'm so thankful for your partnership, and we're excited to be able to provide these storytellers as soon as the money is raised. We're very, very close. So thank you, Brother Philip. It was good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity to talk with them. And my name is Philip in biblical name. The Nepali will understand my name is Prabhasan Sai. Difficult. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thanks, Brother Philip, the co-founder of Good News Nepal in Nepal on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Just a reminder, a generous donor has provided $10,000 to encourage people like you to join our effort to raise enough money to provide 1,000 storytellers to Nepal. You heard Brother Philip and Brother Hari. There is nothing like it in Nepal. These solar-powered audio Bibles will reach kids and adults, helping them stay in God's Word all week long, not just at church. Give your best gift at keysforkids.org/Nepal. That's keysforkids.org/Nepal. We turn next to thinking of summer. Who doesn't want that right now, right? It's been so cold here in Michigan. Well, we got to think warm thoughts recently at the Christian Camp and Conference Association's Mid-Atlantic Sectional at Spruce Lake Camp in Pennsylvania. Why were we there? Well, we're promoting our Keys for Camps ministry. We encourage Christian camps to get our devotionals to supply to their campers. The goal is to teach the kids how to have quiet time with the Lord at camp and then send them home with our devotionals. Then, the rest of the year, they'll get a year's supply of Keys for Kids devotionals for kids or unlocked devotionals for teens. I caught up with two camp people.
Hello, my name is Josh Rakert. I serve at Spruce Lake as the Youth Programs Director. I've been here for 14 years.
Cool, and you are?
I'm Carrie Dixon. I'm with 3CA. I'm a section ambassador. I have been in camping ministry for 20 years.
Perfect. Well, I just want to talk, just like we're friends, we've talked forever. What are the issues that are facing kids and teens as they're going to get ready to come to camp? I know we're getting ready for camp. What are some of the things that you're seeing, Josh, as a camp, especially at Spruce Lake?
With kids, we're seeing a lot more depression and anxiety with going away and being in new places. They're coming to camp with all these things that they've dealt with at home throughout the school year. Our goal is to provide a safe place for them to hopefully release some of that. And then more importantly, point them to Jesus through sharing the gospel and interactions with our staff. But the kids are just carrying such a burden that they bring with them while they're with us.
Carrie, I want to ask you about that same question.
Yeah, I actually come from a different part of the country, and I'm seeing the same thing. I mean, our kids are dealing with a lot of mental health issues. I feel like self-harm is a big thing right now that we're seeing in our community. Cell phones have become quite the challenge. Not only all the things that they can find on their cell phones, but also putting it down. They struggle mentally to put that down.
It's almost like addicted.
Yeah, it's very addictive. Yeah, I would call their cell phones their addiction.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the gospel. You mentioned that hopefully you introduce these kids to the gospel. I've talked to camps, some calling themselves Christian camps, where the gospel is very seldom mentioned unless the speaker mentions it. How intrinsic is the gospel at Spruce Lake, for example?
Well, our mission statement here at Spruce Lake is to point people to Christ, and we look to do that through everything we do. So during our staff training, as they come here, we talk to them how to share the gospel with kids of all ages. We spend time in devotions with them. We kind of treat our orientation as a week of camp. And then once campers are here, we're having time together and worship and hearing from a pastor every morning and evening. Our camp counselors are leading their own devos with the campers each day. We have a special night devoted to just sharing the gospel very clearly with the kids and giving them an opportunity to take a step forward if they want, or just ask hard questions. Our staff we push the idea that camp is a fun place, but we want it most importantly to be a place where these kids can encounter God, and we can do that through everything we're doing.
Well, that's awesome. Now, some Christians really have a hard time explaining the gospel. Is that something that we're seeing in Christian camps as well or not?
Yeah, I do think that we're seeing that issue. I think that it's an interesting place. I mean, when I was a kid, I went to Sunday school. And so I got all of my deep biblical knowledge in that place. And then from there, I would go to the church service. So I had a foundation that I built my faith on. And so I feel like right now, like a lot of times our kids are coming in with, I want faith, but they don't know the foundation. And
right.
So like having to get them that foundational piece in a week of camp is something that we struggle to do, but we really are working hard to make sure that we are grounding our kids in their faith.
Yeah, one of the things that we do at Keys for Kids, and I don't know if you've heard about our Keys for Camps program, where we're really wanting kids to stay in the Word all year long. Is that something that is a need?
Most definitely. I think camp provides a great opportunity for them to encounter God in a way they might not have before, but it's also only potentially a week of their whole year. And so we challenge our campers and our staff the necessity to stay in the Word, to find a local church to be a part of, because camp can't be the only place that happens. We only have a short period of time with them versus their church or pastors. They have so much more time elsewhere. So that is something, it's a massive need. And we hear the kids say, camp's the place where I see God the most. And we're like, you can find him anywhere. But you need to be willing to take those steps forward. And things like Keys for Kids and doing Devos is something we empower our kids to do while they leave our property.
I do think Keys for Kids is a great way for our churches to have a resource for our kids. And they can provide that resource to families so that parents can be talking to kids about what they're seeing in their Devos. And it's just, it's a well-rounded program that everybody can use to point in the same direction.
Right. How can we pray for you guys at Spruce Lake this year?
I mean, I think for Spruce Lake and many camps this season right now is when we're looking for staff. We're trying to find those people that will pour into the kids that are coming to our properties this summer. So one of our biggest prayer requests, I think, is that God would provide those people, that he'd give us discernment, that when we're interviewing all these young adults and college kids and high school kids, that we can find the right people. But also just be preparing the hearts of the campers as their parents are signing up for camp and preparing for them to come this summer. That they'd come with an open mind and eyes to see God in new ways.
Preparing the hearts of our campers, pointing their parents to our resources and camp, and then also just staff hiring is a big thing right now. So make sure that we're getting the Christian youth that we need to be able to lead our camps.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh Reichert with Spruce Lake Camp and Carrie Dixon with 3CA. Coming up next, Tammy Briggs. She's with Camp Hebron, and Camp Hebron is a part of the Keys for Camps program.
You have used Keys for Camps for how long?
I would say, I think about 6 years now.
6 years. How has it helped you guys?
It has helped us tremendously, especially for the kids that come, the unchurched kids. And getting something in the mail is such a precious commodity for children. People still love going to that mailbox and getting mail and getting the Word of God, especially in these kids' homes.
What about parents? You're hearing like parents say, oh, I have no idea you guys do this. Now I've got something to be able to. What are they saying?
Yeah, a lot of parents appreciate the investment. We look at it as an eternal investment, too, for people to come to Christ. So they're really thankful for it. And it's exciting for the kids especially, too.
And you do something special. It's funded somehow, right?
Yeah. So for the last 4 years, I really loved what Keys for Kids were doing. But as we know, a lot of camps have financial challenges.
Right.
And so I actually write a lot of grants for Camp Hebron, and we just I found a grant funder who was a Christian grant funder, and I said, hey, would you be willing to get the Word of God into people's hands? And I think this is the best way to do it, and we could do it year-round, and it's very affordable. That's what I love about Keys for Camps. They keep the costs low, even with the mailing costs in print. It's phenomenal what they do on the budget that they have.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Anything else you want to say? Anything I missed?
I am a big proponent of Keys for Camps because I think it really is a great investment for your camp. Try to find the money if you can, because I think you'll be glad you did, and we'll be taking many more people to heaven with us.
That's Tammy Briggs with Camp Hebron on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Keys for Camps is a ministry of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you know of a Christian camp in your area, or you send your kids or grandkids to camp and would like your kids to get our devotionals all year long, please send them our way. Just send them to keysforcamps.org. Well, today we've seen the history of our Keys for Kids Nepal program. You heard about the incredible need of 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers for that unreached nation. If you'd like to help, just go to keysforkids.org/Nepal, where your gift will be matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. You also heard about our Keys for Camps program and the challenges facing Christian camps this summer. If you'd like more information on our summer camping program, Keys for Camps, go to keysforkamps.org. Well, thank you for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Until next time, keep pointing kids to Jesus, because even the smallest seed of hope can grow into a lifetime of faith.